Let's go to the Capitol to hear a little bit more of this morning's reaction. NPR's David Wellna is standing by. David, we heard Cokie mention that, one Democrat used the word wacko. What other responses are you hearing from Republicans or Democrats this morning?
Well, Steve, we have a reaction already from the Democratic minority leader in the Senate, Harry Reid, who put out a statement saying that the Senate now needs to find out if the man replacing Harriet Myers is too radical, as he put it, for the American people. And he said he's disappointed in President Bush's choice for his latest choice for replacing Judge O'Connor for several reasons. One, he says, unlike the previous nominations, this one, he says, was not the product of any consultation with Senate Democrats. They were not called in after Thursday when Myers withdrew for consultations on this. And he points out that though Democrats have insisted that this is one of the tenets for a smooth confirmation process and one that this gang of 14 had also insisted on, that the president in this case did not consult with Democrats. Also, he says that the president has ignored the value of diverse backgrounds and perspectives, he says, for the third time. He's turned down the chance to make history by nominating a Hispanic to the court. And Reid says that Bush would leave the Supreme Court looking less like America and more like an old boys club. Now, there's an equally negative reaction from another Democrat in New York, Charles Schumer, who says it's sad that the president felt he had to pick a nominee likely to divide America instead of choosing a nominee in the mold of Sandra Day O'Connor who would unify us. So clearly for Democrats, this is a trick and not a treat.
What about on the Republican side? Republicans, quite surprisingly in many people's eyes, were not too happy with the Harriet Myers nomination a few weeks ago. Is there any early response this time?
Well, Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist put out a statement saying that the president has chosen a proven nominee that meets the highest standards of excellence. And he says that the Senate should work together to ensure a fair, dignified debate on the Senate floor that's followed by an up or down vote on Judge Alito's nomination. Is clearly in anticipation of what is certain to be a bruising fight on the Senate floor and probably in the Judiciary Committee as well over this confirmation process. And another member, Republican member of that Judiciary Committee, Texas Senator John Cornyn, put out a statement also saying that Democrats have to adhere to the kind of nomination process that prevailed when John Roberts went through the Senate in September. But of course, John Roberts did not have quite the kind of record that we see with Judge Alito.
Okay, David, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
And we'll continue listening for your reports as more reaction comes out through the day. Again, you're listening to special coverage of the nomination of Samuel Alito to a seat on the United States Supreme Court. President Bush made that announcement earlier this morning.